Yeah, they're needy. They like to be by their people, but they're amazingly easy. You know, you'd think a Great Dane, you know, oh, you better have a big yard, this, that, and the other, and they're amazingly comfortable in a small spaces, and you know, and they don't need a lot of yard. They just big couch potatoes. You know, it doesn't mean you don't got to get them out and get them moving, but I had setters for a while. That's what we were doing. I've had Gordons, English, Irish. I've got all the setter breeds, and you know, they like to run, man. They like their got to have some property or make it a point to get them out, work them. That's the big thing. But the working breeds less so, and I understand the big ones like Great Danes. They're pretty content. But like you said, they like their people, so they'll be pretty content in the smallest of spaces. Unless they're alone, then they're upset. Great dogs, though. Just, man, they're big. I'm at the point now in my life where, you know, the biggest fear I'd have is they need to go to the vet and I got to carry them or something. You know, that's a, you know, it's one thing to be able to lift, you know, 120 pounds, 130 pounds. It's another one to lift 130, you know, pounds with, you know, that's in pain or something or sick or moving and all that, you know, good grief. That magnifies it, something awful.